Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you. You got 5 seconds. You got 15 minutes. We got something you can do there. Anywhere in between on any topic you can think of for small business, we got something you can read or listen to there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Don't forget to take our poll question right on the homepage. We want to know what you think. And so just click on your answer, and you'll see how the poll's going so far. Russell Brown is our guest. We're talking about the environment for buying or selling a business. And we just got through talking a little bit about the business brokerage business. One of the things that Russell Brown, by the way, folks, is the author of BizPricer, which is an outstanding software program that you can find at BizPricer.com. Also, his books are there on his website too. Russell, give us that website too.
It is bizpricer.com, BizPricer, bizpricer.com. And
they can find the books there too, can't
they? All kinds of help in the issue of buying, selling a business or becoming a business broker. And there's a lot of free information on there. You don't have to buy a thing if you don't want to. And yep. There's just articles that have been updated, and so join me there.
Lots of good stuff there. Russell, one of the things that I've been proposing now for some time is that as the economy recovers, as we move into this next expansion phase, hopefully that we're moving into, that we're going to be in an environment like I've not seen in my lifetime. And that's one, based on kind of what you were saying a minute ago about how you don't see a lot of new entrepreneurial activity out there. I've been predicting that we wouldn't have as many startups in this recovery because there's not as much financing available for them, not as much credit card availability, not as much home equity availability, which, as you know, a lot of startups get their money from their own credit, their own assets. And a lot of that's been eroded over the last few years. And so my point is this: if you have a business and you're still in business, I think the next few years are going to be very successful and profitable for you. If you can add to your business by acquiring a company, if you can jump in there and get buy a company instead of starting one from scratch, that's a better deal, because I think that there's going to be fewer companies chasing more customers over the next 3 to 5 years. What do you think, Russell?
Well, that's absolutely correct. And actually, you put your finger right on something I've been touting for years before the Great Recession hit us. And that is the best way, in my opinion, in most cases, to expand your business is to buy an existing business, you know, a competitor.
Right.
A similar business in the next town who may not be a direct competitor, or the next county or state. You know, once you start finding out the advantages of consolidation of the overhead type things, the administration functions and being able to share employees among different locations and things like that, you start to say, wow, why didn't I do this before? Well, right now is a great opportunity, even better than before, to start to do that. Because you're right, Jim.
The time may be starting to run. You know, there's always a moment whenever you're buying real estate at the right moment or whatever. There's always a moment when it's the best time to buy. And I'm proposing that right now is one of those times from the standpoint of the economy. Maybe not from a financial standpoint, maybe not from the, you know, from some other standpoints, but I definitely think that if you want to start a business, if you want to be in business, or you want to grow the one you have, that right now is absolutely a good time to be looking into acquiring another company.
You're absolutely right, and I think that maybe this is a situation. I know I've never seen it before in my career, so perhaps this is probably the one of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities to get in the ground floor. I mean, there's a lot of businesses that see the need to sell a business. A lot of the reason businesses are sold, they don't go away in a recession. Things like owners get older of existing businesses, and they want to retire.
Right.
And that doesn't change. You may be able to postpone that, but there's a certain point you can postpone it to. There's a point at which you must start to divest yourself of your business. Also, illness comes along. There's no shortage of divorces in this country, and divorces are a great cause of when you break up the marriage, if there's a small business involved.
Right.
You know, a lot of times the business has to be sold.
You know, Russell, another thing is that a lot of companies have a good product, a good name, a good brand, but they haven't quite kept up with the technology. They haven't quite kept up with what I'm calling the age of the customer, and they've gotten behind the curve in offering customers the kind of connection that they want, and the owners don't really have the acumen, the ability to make the transition. And find a business like that that just needs to come into the second decade of the 21st century, and that's a great opportunity, I think.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I'm a perfect example of that. As you get older and, you know, it isn't that you can't understand some of this technology, but sometimes you're just too tired to get into something new. Like, I've resisted. I don't
Hold
do anything.
Hold on to that thought, okay. Russell. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Russell Brown and I are going to come back, talk about this a little bit more after these messages. 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.